Well, on the eve of Budget Day, we've had the latest inflation figures, and it's not good news for the government. A rise to 2.8% in February, thanks in part to rising energy prices. And of course, we've got the budget on Wednesday morning. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, not long to go now before the budget, but first these inflation figures. A lot of people had expected this sort of figure, but the long-term projections aren't good, are they?
No, I mean, yeah, the first thing's right, that we did expect this sort of figure. We expected it to creep a little bit higher, and that is exactly what it's done. And of course, we still say the same thing. The governor of the Bank of England has this 2% inflation target, and 2.8% is considered to be around that sort of target. So it's not drastically bad news, but of course we don't want this nudging higher anymore. And of course, when you get to on the eve of budget day as well, and of course we look at everything else which is happening in the UK, this potential triple dip recession that we could have for the first time ever, and the fact that we lost our AAA rating, it doesn't make good reading, as it's just another thing that the government and the Bank of England haven't got tabs on at the moment.
And there is a rumour, I don't know if you've heard it, that Mr Osborne is going to alter that 2% target. Have you heard that?
Yes, there is a rumour that this is going to happen. And of course, it has been rumoured before. We must stress that. But of course, it's been this case, this 2% target's been there for a long time now. And of course, the majority of the time, we're nowhere near that target. We haven't been over the last few years or so. But now we've come back down to around it. And it's not so much of a surprise when you consider how the global economy is performing, not just the UK economy, but the global economy and all the issues that we face in the world at the moment. And of course, just this inflation figure today has been shown on rising fuel costs, which is a lot down to the oil price and things like that, things out of the control of most of us. It's not a surprise that we could see this target move.
Well, to the budget, of course, to the Chancellor will be at the dispatch box from 12:30 on Wednesday. We've already had a couple of things announced, a new childcare voucher scheme, and also rumours, well, in fact they're not rumours, they were announced at Cabinet, further spending cuts to finance infrastructure projects. What do you think the city is hoping the Chancellor will reveal?
Well, the one thing that we always focus on in the city is the fact that we want to see his growth projections, his inflation projections, and how he thinks the economy is going to perform in the next few years. And also another key one there is the spending. That's another key point. We need to know and just see how much these spending projections are. And of course, we want to see these coming down, as we do in the whole of the world at the moment, where spending needs to be reduced. So we will look to those, and growth is this key thing that we want to look at. Now, there's potential of more stimulus in the being pumped into the economy in the next Bank of England meeting. So with that in mind, stock markets have remained pretty strong. Of course, we've had a lot of discussion this week around Cyprus and the Eurozone crisis again. But with the likes of stimulus going into the economy and the fact that we could well see the Chancellor come out with figures that show that growth will return slightly quicker than what we expected, we could be in line for maybe a slightly more positive reaction by the markets tomorrow. However, the budget is always seen as a very political political speech. And really, when it comes down to politics, the markets do tend to shrug it off.
But would the city be hoping for tax cuts or indeed not so much in the way of spending cuts?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think what the city wants is we want the UK to remain an attractive proposition for foreign investors. That's what we want, and of course that helps the country boost on. But of course we don't want to see huge tax rises or movements around too much. And do you know what? Usually in terms of the budget, no news for the city and for the markets, no news is usually good news. If things remain the same, and especially over the last year when we've seen such turmoil and such changes, including this AAA rating, including the lack of growth, no news and not much in the way of change will be seen as slightly better news for the city.
But the pressure is on him politically, of course. You mentioned that before, and there have been people calling for his head. And this could be his last budget, I suppose.
Yeah, this is very much the case. It could well be his last budget, and the headlines on a lot of things are: is it the Chancellor's in the last chance saloon now? And I think this is the case. I think his biggest problem has been the fact that he put a lot of weight on this AAA rating, and everything when he first came, when the coalition first came to power, and the chancellor became the chancellor, he said that he would do everything he can to keep this AAA rating, and that's what will be the Labour's reaction to this budget. No matter what he says, he will be hounded for losing that AAA rating. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't necessarily mean that much, but no matter what he says in the budget tomorrow, the one thing Labour will get him on is that AAA rating.
And finally, any surprises expected? Are you looking for something, maybe just one of a joker in the hat that he might leave to the last minute?
Well, of course, we always look to things like fuel rises and fuel duty and things like that. And of course, they've been cancelled recently. Rises in fuel duty over the put in the last budget were cancelled out. Now, of course, we not expect to see it, but we wouldn't be surprised to see them slip another one of those in. Of course, however, these budgets do tend to be stating the obvious quite a lot of the time, and surprises don't often come that thick and fast. So we don't expect huge things in the way of surprises. And of course, there's an old cliche in the markets, and that's the markets hate uncertainty. So steady and on course and no surprises is good news.